we welcome in Angela joining us on behalf of Community Connections. Angela, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
It's been a couple of weeks since we saw you in the studio. Have you been enjoying the end of summer? A little bit of a taste of fall?
I love fall. I'm so excited. It makes me just get happy.
I'm hoping we get to experience it this year, because was it last year or the year before where we had like a week and a half of fall and then it went to winter? It's like, no!
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this.
We would like some fall. We would like a little extended fall. That'd
yes,
be good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Have the fall extend well into the winter and then maybe the spring cut off winter a little bit. I guess I wouldn't complain too much. But
no, I wouldn't either.
Now, Angela, Community Connections, mentoring program, kind of firing back up when the summer comes to its conclusion a little bit, right?
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of fun. A lot of fun summer activities.
Sure.
And now we're just gearing back up for the fall, and we're doing some planning for that. We just had our Doggy Dash, our annual fundraiser. We love the Doggy Dash. It's so much fun for us, and we are so thankful for all the people who came out and braved the rain with their dogs. We went ahead, and, you know, it really was great. The runners, I think, had a great time. Mm-hmm. Some of them had their personal best because the weather
was awesome.
The weather was so cool, and I think it just helped everybody run better. So
favorable weather conditions can do that.
Yeah, but we want to thank our sponsors, Westfield Small Animal Clinic and Adams State Bank, and we had many others, but those are our two gold sponsors, and so we thank them again for that.
One of the most unique events of the year, especially with the Platte River Fitness Series, that's the event of the season to allow those fur babies out there on the trail with our runners and our athletes.
Yeah, it's just so much fun to see all the dogs out there.
Yeah, and to benefit Community Connections as well, most importantly.
Yeah, we do. I so appreciate it. All the raise entries, everybody who ran and who paid to run the race, that money goes to support the mentoring program. So thank you for that, too.
And an opportunity for some mentees and some mentors to get out there on the course together. I saw Mr. Swedberg out there, too.
Yeah, he and his mentee, that was one of their first events they ever did together. So it's kind of a special one for them each year. In fact, I'm going to just give them a quick shout out, too. Mm-hmm. They ran the 1 mile and then realized that that they were ready to go again. So then they did the 5K. So they did both of
immediately after.
Immediately.
They're like, hey, I've not had enough of this. I'm going to go again.
They went again. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Tip of the cap to him.
And talk about a mentor pushing his mentee there a little bit, challenging him. And they both did it.
Yes. So oh, that's cool. We are blessed to have the Swedberg family in our community. Oh. And yeah, Lane's such a good guy, too.
Let me just tell you, I have so many mentors who are just like that. You think this is an awesome person.
Yeah.
I love that they're here doing this.
Makes sense that they're a mentor. It makes sense.
Yeah. So if you're one of those awesome people, you should give me a call. Or come and join us.
If you know one of those awesome people, say, hey, have you thought about doing this before?
Yeah. Because, you know, I think people get a little nervous that it's going to be so time consuming.
Sure.
But it's just including a child into things you're already doing. Mm-hmm. And that's what Lane does. And they, you know, do they meet every week? Sometimes no. I mean, they go through times where it doesn't work out.
Sure.
And that's okay because it's about building that relationship. And then once you get that relationship established, then that you really get a lot more flexibility of like, hey, let me call my mentee up, see if he wants to go along with me while I do this.
You know? Or you just, you know, if you're not able to meet up, you're trying to get schedules to align. And when you're doing that, you're bonding, believe it or not. You're shooting the breeze a little bit. You're catching up.
You're teaching children about how life works, too. Like, sometimes things just get a little hectic.
Yep.
Or
life is
messy. This is my schedule, And just saying, hey, I haven't forgotten about you, that's what's important. They just want to know that you know about them.
And somebody cares.
Yeah,
That's what it's all about. So there's folks out there interested in maybe becoming a mentor with Community Connections. Encourage them to reach out to you, Angela. Just by having a conversation, they're not going to be signed up by any means. And maybe it's not going to be a fit, but it's important to have that conversation and see a little bit more information come out.
And I'm always happy, you know, if somebody calls and we talk and we discover that maybe they have a different skill set, to refer them to another program that is needing volunteers, because there's so many great programs in our Platte that do need volunteers. So,
and speaking of which, there's a couple of opportunities for folks to join the staff at Community Connections as well, right?
Yeah, we do have two coordinator positions open for our substance abuse prevention program.
Okay.
And they lead a wonderful coalition of people in our town that have decided, you know, that they want to, how can we address those topics? So And then also our tobacco-free Lincoln County coordinator is open. So
the retirement of the great George Haas. Well-deserved, but very bittersweet.
Yes, and we do. We miss George very much. But we're excited for somebody else to come in. And, you know, there's a possibility of that person helping out with the mentoring program a little bit, too, if
cool.
they're interested. And getting to be involved in some of our fun activities.
So this is our substance abuse prevention coordinator we're looking for and our tobacco-free coalition coordinator, right?
Correct.
Awesome. So if folks are interested in learning more about those or potentially applying, how can they do so?
Well, they can just give me a call at 696-0975 if they're interested in mentoring or any of those positions, and I'll get them directed to the right place. So.
Awesome. Angela, what else would you like to add this morning?
Well, we also are in need of some volunteer medical professional to help with our drug collection event that we have the third Saturday of every month at the mall. And it's a 2-hour commitment, you know, and it's not even every month. It's just, you know, we put out the year schedule and we have medical professionals sign up. We need, you know, could be a nurse, pharmacist,
sure.
or doctor that would be willing to come and help, because that is a requirement of that drug collection that there be a medical professional there. So
so we're talking doctors, nurse, physician's assistant, I'm sure, would work too,
sure.
right?
Yes.
And pharmacist, like
a
you said. So.
Yes. So if you're interested in helping out with that or just would like to know more about it, please give me a call about that as well.
And again, this isn't a commitment for every single one throughout the year. There's
no.
a calendar right now. So if you have plans in July, you can say, well, I can
not
help
July.
Out in June and August, but July's not going to work. That's going to be great.
Perfect. Yes.
Awesome. Again, folks, if you want to get in contact with Angela, I encourage you to do so for anything we've talked about this morning. And your number again, please, Angela?
696-0975.
Awesome. As always, we appreciate the time. It's good to see you in the studio. And we'll keep on hoping that we get our fall weather that we so much enjoy. It'll be here eventually. We just kind of have to hang in the meantime, but
it will be. We've gotten a taste. We're all anxious now.
We're all anxiously awaiting it now. Angela, as always, we appreciate the time. Appreciate all the great work that you and the staff with Community Connections do for our community.
Thank you.